Hard Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics, that matters to you from a real and free perspective. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was India Ari with video. Welcome to episode 3 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song and to Caitlin Kwaki for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiasa from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode, 60-minute-ish long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes, search Spirit in Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is You Are Worthy and Valuable. Who you are is good. I am very passionate about this topic, and every message I teach, every post I write, and student I mentor, this is a core belief that I have. What you think and believe about yourself is crucial to your well-being. Veronica and I are bringing a new woman-to-woman segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, Mythbusters. Denise Henry will be sharing a clip on how you are accepted, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you and your loved ones. If you didn't know already, I can now fluently sing in Spanish, and I've been learning to speak it over the past 9 months. It's been such a joy to my life, artistry, and communication skills. One of my favorite books that I've been studying recently is Easy Spanish Phrasebook, the new edition, and tonight I'm giving away 3 copies of this book. If you've been wanting to learn Spanish, this book is a terrific addition, and with consistency and persistence will help to accelerate your learning. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. My Power of a Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. This winter, we will be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, L.A. County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see
our full schedule and to see my personal schedule as well. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio soon, again, very soon, with TK, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I will be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. As you all probably know already, Lisa and I are going to start doing live posting on Facebook at least once a week, and you guys responded so well to the video that we shared and the stories we've been sharing that we want to continue doing it every single week and engaging with you all more and more and finding new ways to encourage, empower, and to strengthen you because we're in this together. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who tweets me, Facebooks me, Instagram, YouTube, emails me every single week. Your support is phenomenal, and I am super grateful for you. Our first segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in Him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in and from freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. All I know is that I was tormented by fear, anxiety, depression, bitterness, panic, and paranoia, low self-esteem, body image issues, jealousy, and more. And no one around me could help me, for they were struggling and suffering too. The God that I met as a little girl opened my heart, mind, and eyes to see Him again as He really is. And since I've been walking in grace, I've never been the same. I used to not want to live because I hurt so badly, but now I always want to live. Even on my worst day, my heart is still full of joy because I feel the love of God for me and every person permeating through my heart and reminding me that I am never alone. I am never forgotten. I am eternally accepted and cared for. I never feel far from His presence or life because it lives in me. It follows me wherever I go. I have never felt more liberated, more clear in my mind, more confident, bold, compassionate, vulnerable, at peace in my entire 29 years of life. And I believe this free and wonderful life is available for everyone. I'll be sharing more throughout the season, all the benefits of knowing that you're loved by God and seeing life from this beautiful, expansive perspective. Everywhere that I go, when I am singing, performing, speaking, through my social media, these questions are the biggest things that people, or the most common things that people ask me all the time, are about my spiritual, mental, and emotional, and physical health and well-being. And so I created Spirit and Soul for this particular reason, to be able to share with people my journey and to be able to help encourage them, because many people are struggling in this area and they don't know where to go and where to turn. We're in this together. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept you and love you as you are. The topic of tonight's episode and the focus of this week's Mythbusters is you are worthy and valuable. Who you are is good. I'm very passionate about this topic, and every message I teach, every post I write, and student I mentor, this is a core belief that I have. What you think and believe about yourself is crucial to your well-being. Having a low self-esteem will affect every area of your life, the way you see, the way you hear, the way you speak, dream, communicate, go throughout your day. Basically, everything is a reflection of what you believe and how you feel about yourself. Only recently have I begun to really enjoy who I am and like all of me and what I look like and what I think like and exactly who God created me to be. In return, I find that I enjoy others so much more too. In a world system that tells us from the beginning that we are not all the time, you're not enough this, you're not enough that, you need this, you must do this, it's no wonder we're anxiety and fear ridden. While we panic so much and have no peace in our minds and our hearts, for a large portion of my life, I lived in a lot of paranoia, suspicion, and confusion. And as I mentioned a little earlier, so much fear, panic, anxiety, depression, etc. nearly drove me crazy. I want to tell you about who you are. Because as my dear friend and one of my inspirations and mentors, Don Warner, often says, there is no life in the negative. There is no life in the lack. So, who are you? Who am I? You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Beauty doesn't look any in one kind of way. Beauty looks infinitely, a gazillion, infinity different types of ways. You, perfect expression and reflection of the beauty of God. He created you in his own image. Male and female, he created all of us in his own image, and he is happy with what he made. He said that it was good when we were completed. He adores and honors you. You are beautiful. In a world system that teaches you that you need to be this certain body shape or this body size, you need to have this complexion, this kind of hair, this kind of nose, this kind of butt, this kind of boobs, this kind of muscles, this kind of height for men or whatever it may be, those things can never define who you are and determine your beauty. True beauty comes from deep within our beings and radiates to the outside, although our physical beings are all that too. But the true beauty of who we are lies from within our inner beings. You are so beautiful. You are worthy of loving. You are worthy of loving. You know, I know oftentimes even in religion and growing up in institutionalized church and different atmospheres in life, we're taught that we're not worthy. And so people carry that with them. They carry this, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving. If you hear that in my theme song, I specifically wrote those lyrics because I want people to, and I want you to begin to understand and begin to see and realize how worthy and deserving and valuable you are. You are. You are, you are, you are. Why are you worthy of loving? Because God says so, because of how you were created, because of Jesus, you are worthy of loving. Many times in life, and you're going to see throughout, as I'm talking throughout this segment, we self-sabotage a lot of things in our lives because we don't believe that we're valuable. We don't believe that we're good enough. We don't believe that we're worthy. And there's this continual evil thoughts and negativity that is oppressing us in our mind and our being. It's like a chip that's on the shoulder that's consistently saying, you are not, you are not, you are not. And that creates not only so much hopelessness and despair, but it also creates bitterness and jealousy. It destroys relationships, you know, but it's not the truth. You are worthy of loving, even before you were born. It's not based upon what you say, think, and do, but it's based upon who you are and who God says that you are. You are worthy of loving, regardless of who's hurt you, regardless of where you've been, regardless of any pain in your heart. You are not a mistake. A mistake is an incident. It's a thing. It is never a noun. It is never a noun. You are not a mistake. You're not a screw-up. You are worthy of loving. Good enough. You are good enough. We oftentimes go through our lives trying so hard to prove to everyone that we're good enough. But it doesn't matter what you do, how many things you get right. There's always going to be people in life. There's always going to be circumstances that can knock us down and make us feel that we're not valuable. We don't have to live from that place of lack, based on the world's opinions and other people's opinions and based on the circumstances we've been through. We can live from the opinion that God has about us and through the opinion of our loved ones who see us as we really are, which is through the eyes of God. You are good enough. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that towards the end of this segment because I have a clip that I want to share with you all. You are worth fighting for. You are worth fighting for. Jesus is the reminder that God will never, ever, 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 ever give up on you. Never. Doesn't matter on your worst day. Doesn't matter on your best day. Doesn't matter whatever situation that you are facing today, you are still worth fighting for. You are worth moving forward in each day. You don't have to give up on yourself and on your life based upon whatever that's trying to hold you back or hinder you. But God will strengthen you and remind you that he will always fight for you, that he will always defend you, that he will always cherish you and look out for you and look for you and call to you, reach to you wherever you are. You are destined for greatness. You are destined for greatness. You were created out of the overflow of love in God's heart. You were created out of greatness for greatness. Regardless of where you've been, regardless of what your circumstances are screaming at you today, you are still destined for greatness, for greatness. Your circumstances, your challenges, what you've been through can never define who you truly are. If I would have looked at a lot of my circumstances in my life, I would have looked at a lot of things that people said about me, if I would look at whatever that is that I'm facing, it would all tell me that I am not. But I no longer live from that place of I am not, unless if I am saying I am not these negative things that are trying to hold me back. But I live my life from I am, because that is how God lives and how he created us. He lives from I am. And because of I am, therefore, we can. We can. You are destined for greatness. And any dream that you have, any desires that are deepest in your heart, even the ones you don't share with anyone, you're worthy and valuable of those things. You are destined for that greatness. It's already within you. It's not something that you have to go looking for and searching for and go to a deserted place and say, I'm going to now find the greatness within me. No, are you kidding me? It was already born in you. It was already born in you. So we're going to wrap this up, share this with you again, and we're going to continue to talk about this throughout the season and throughout even the rest of this episode tonight. You are beautiful. You are worthy of loving. You are good enough. You are worth fighting for. You are destined for greatness. My prayer in my heart for you, and I believe and know that God's already working it out. He's already doing it and persuading your heart that you're going to begin to live from the place of I am. From the place that you are, no longer from I can't, I'm not, but living from you are and I am. To wrap up Mythbusters, I want to share this clip by one of my favorite speakers and dear friends, Denise Henry. She has one of the most soothing voices I've ever heard. This clip was taken from her message, Who You Are Is Good. I titled this clip, You Are Accepted. And right after this clip, we're going to take a quick song break with Kent Glover's I Am Beautiful. If you are hearing negative voices coming at you, telling you that you're not worth it or good enough, or you feel pressed down with discouragement, really listen into these lyrics and hear what God says about you.
When God raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you from the dead. When he sat Jesus at his right hand, full of glory and honor, he sat you at his right hand, full of glory and honor. God wanted to show you who you are. That is who you are. Who you are is good and perfect, holy and blameless. That means you can relax. You can stop trying to prove that you're good. God has already proved it for you. There is nothing you can do to make yourself more holy than God has already made you. You can relax and stop feeling bad about yourself. You are acceptable. In fact, you are a reflection of God that nobody else can shine. The world, ourselves, and sadly sometimes the church tell us that it's our actions that define whether we're good or not. But that is not true. It is the faith of the Son of God that defines who you are. And what is this faith of God? It's what God believes about you. What God believes you defines who you are. And this is what God says about you. God is at rest with you as his son and daughter because who you are is good. He has no desire to add something to you for you to be acceptable to him. God will always visit you with his goodness and loving kindness and favor. He is well pleased with you because who you are is good. You are full of God's glory and honor. Your value and worth is equal to Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Your value and worth is equal to Jesus, seated at the right hand of God in heaven. You are innocent. God has never known you by what you do or don't do. He has always known you as you really are. Paul said that he lived his life by the faith of the Son of God. Paul lived in God's opinion of him. That is God's desire for you and me also. God wants you to relax and rest in his good opinion of who you already are. He wants to establish you in his righteousness. What does that mean? It means he wants to persuade your heart that you're already righteous. You're already good. You see, the problem is not that you aren't good. The problem is that you don't know you're good. God tells us in the book of Proverbs to listen to his words and to let them penetrate our hearts. What are those words? It's the good words that God wants to speak about you and me. The gospel that says you are good, that tells you that God made you good. And you can just believe it and receive God's opinion of you.
Keep telling me lies to make things worse, but I don't hear you, 'cause I'm listening.
You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire myself and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Escobel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Tonight on Woman to Woman, we're sharing about how you are not a project. You are so precious, valuable, valued, and loved. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries. Today on Woman to Woman, Veronica and I are going to be talking about this topic. You are not a project. You are not a project. You are not a broken item that needs to be fixed and altered. God did not create us broken. God made us whole, and He is happy with what He made. You know, we live in a world that is always telling us from the moment we are born that we lack. You're not enough this, you don't have enough this, you need to do more of this, you need to do more of that, until it begins to drain us and we begin to see ourselves from that place of lack. We find ourselves always trying to fix something, always trying to do, to get, to become. And we find it hard to relax, you know, especially as women, we struggle with that. We're always, I need to fix this about myself. I need to do this. I need to do that. This will make me more desirable. This will make me more attractive. And it begins to eat away at our soul, and it begins to eat away at who we are. I believe that God did not create us this way. He didn't look at us and say, or He doesn't look at us and say, okay, Sade, I need to fix this about you. This is jacked up. This is janked up. I don't like this. But He looks at us with love, with kindness, with grace, with joy. You don't have to allow the circumstances in this world. You don't have to allow the things that you've been through. You don't have to allow social media and reality TV to tell you who you are. There was a time when, as kids, hopefully, you know, most of us as kids, we believed in ourselves. We saw ourselves through eyes of splendor and through eyes of wonder. And I want to encourage you to allow yourself to see who you really are. Who am I? Who are you? We are who God says that we are. We are His beloved. We are so accepted by Him. God looks at us and He sees us as perfect. He sees us as His precious queens, as His daughters, as His best friends. You know, there's so much more to us. There's so much more to us than just what is on the surface. I want to encourage you this week. We want to encourage you to begin to see the gold in who you are, to begin to see all the amazing things that God has created you for and how He sees you. He doesn't see you broken. He doesn't see you like a car, but knowing that He sees you as gifted. He sees you as so splendid and amazing. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. And we are all about transformation. We're all about growth. We're all about, you know, accelerating in our life and our dreams and our health and things that matter to us. But it has to come from a deeper place. If it's coming from a place of trying to prove yourself, if it's coming from a place of I'm not good enough, if it's coming from a place of jealousy, from a place of trying to be like someone else, trying to compare your life to someone else's, it's only going to result in death. There's no life there. There's no life from there. You are able to, though, transform and grow and accelerate from a place of wholeness. I want you to think about this. Do you know what it feels like to wake up in the morning and look at yourself when you're in front of the mirror and not see any flaws? Do you know what it feels like to work out without trying to say, this is my trouble area, I need to burn these calories off, I need to fix this part of my body, but simply to enjoy the workout?
Do you know what it's like to be able to go to work each day or to have a dream and be moving forward from the passions in your heart and not because you want to make all this money to do this or to prove that, or to eat and actually just enjoy what you're eating? I want to encourage you that it is possible to live this way. It is possible. It's what God created us for. He wants to satisfy you, love you, and encourage you in such a way where you realize that you lack no good thing and that you are just like Him, made whole, perfect, and complete. And in this satisfaction, in this gladness, God asks you, what do you want? What can I do for you? And I'm here to tell you, there is nothing like it. I have lived a good portion of my life, majority of my life up until now, up until recently, always trying to fix something, always trying to prove a point, looking at myself like a project, looking at myself as a machine that needs to be fixed. But no longer, no longer. I desire now that all of my transformation will be from God's effort, from His faith in me, that it will be effortless transformation and more like a metamorphosis. So once again, you are not a broken item that needs to be fixed and altered. God did not create us broken. God made us whole, and He is happy with what He made. Next, be patient with yourself. God is not hanging a progress report over your head. Everyone's journey is on a different timeline. Where you are is okay. Who you are is okay. Your journey is uniquely your own. We oftentimes think to ourselves, I should have been here by now. Why am I not here by now? But where you are today is fine. It's okay. God understands your journey. He understands you. He's so patient with us. And it's so we can be patient with ourselves and be patient with others. And you don't have to be so hard on yourself. You can be gentle with who you are, because it's just healing doesn't happen always in an instant moment the way we desire it to be, or transformation. Oftentimes it doesn't take us, you know, it doesn't happen overnight where we end up, you know, believing lies, where we end up not living to our fullest potential or living in truth. It's something that happened over time, day by day. And it's the same way with transformation. It's the same way with seeing our dreams come to pass, with living in wholeness and wellness. It takes time. And you are worth that time. And instead of judging yourself by how long something is taking, you can celebrate the moment that you have in today. You can celebrate this moment, being patient with yourself. God is not hanging a progress report over your head. He doesn't even care how long it takes you to get somewhere. All that matters is that you get there, and He will get you there. He's the one that will carry you and walk with you and be there for you, comfort you, in you, above you, beneath you, with you at all times. So it's His responsibility to get you to where you need to be, and it will happen in due time. And in the meantime, He will sustain you in all seasons. And so we want to encourage you with these thoughts today that you're not a project, and to be patient with yourself on your journey in life, knowing that you're okay. Who you are is okay. Where you are is okay. And it's fine. It's totally fine. I'm going to let Veronica finish up with some final thoughts.
Thank you, Sade. Yes, so about the project part, about us not being a project, as I was hearing Sade speak, I was just thinking about how in actual projects that we do have in our life, how it could be so easy to think that we never finish with it. It's so easy to pick it apart. There's always something better we can do. There's always something we kind of regret it we can do. And as I was thinking of that, I kind of was thinking about my life and how I used to live my life as well. And I always, you know, I always felt like it was never enough. Like there was always more I could do. There was always more I could change. It just seemed like it was never ending. And, you know, that robbed a lot of my peace and my joy, and honestly, a lot of my confidence too. So when I decided to not look at myself as a project, I was able to see my good qualities that I already have and build on that. And it also helped me with my confidence as well, as I started to see myself for who I really was and who God said I was, instead of what I thought I should be or how I thought I should look or how I thought I should act, what I thought I should do for people. I was able to ask God and ask Him, you know, how He sees me, and I was able to embrace that and accept that, and that just broke a lot of performance in my life, a lot of doubt in my life, and me always thinking that I could always do more.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Woman to Woman segment on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am not a project or machine that needs to be fixed or worked on. My doing comes from my being. All my transformation and growth comes from my heart. Even on my worst day, God is still proud of me. He is constantly at work in my life, bringing everything and everyone together. He is restoring all that I have lost. I am a gift. I am a gift to God, myself, and this world. I may have been a surprise to my parents, but I was not a surprise to God. He has always wanted me and longed for me. I am not an accident or mistake. I am worthy of unconditional love. I am worthy of being cared for. I am worth fighting for. I am a beautiful person. My face is perfect for me, and my body is perfect no matter what size I am. Even though I am stunning on the outside, my true wealth lies in my inner being. I radiate kindness and compassion. I give from the overflow of my heart. I love from an unconditional and healthy place that can't be hindered. Jesus has gone before me, illuminating my path and life. I am going to be more than okay. My struggles and challenges do not define me. I am defined by who God says that I am. He says I am His. He says that my destiny and life in Him are greater than any calamity I could ever face. I am an atmosphere changer. I carry joy, peace, love, grace, and hope with me wherever I go. I light up every room. I am not threatened by other people's success. What's for me is for me. What God does for one, He can do for another. My custom-made journey is uniquely my own. I do not delight in someone else's suffering. I only empower, inspire, and uplift. I am confident. I am secure in my heaven-made identity. Every day, insecurities and fears are being healed and delivered from me and my life. I see everyone through the eyes of Jesus. I do not judge others, and I do not judge myself. I am strong and compassionate. I live with an open heart and a sharp mind, and I do not close off myself to people and the world. I no longer internalize my pain. I share my heart with God and my loved ones. I am brave, courageous, and free enough to get help when I need it. I am a champion of hope. I am anchored in grace.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones and be in agreement for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. All right, so I'm going to read the prayer requests as I've been receiving them throughout the day and just pray with you all and pray for you from there. All right, first is from Camilla. She says to pray for her horse, that this guy is her best friend. Her horse is her best friend. She's had him since she was 10 years old. She'll soon be 26. Being homeless, being bullied, struggling, hoping, dreaming, rising. Her horse, he's always been there to need her. He's sick and has been for weeks. That she spent endless of money on the vet and no results yet. She just wants him to be okay so they can be together for another 15 years. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Camilla and for her beautiful horse. I thank you that you are the God who heals, and you don't only heal humans, but you heal animals too, and you care about animals as well. I thank you that even right now, whatever is bothering her horse, whatever is making him sick, thank you that you are strengthening his body and you're making him strong again. Thank you that you're giving the vets and the doctor's wisdom to know how to care for him and treat him. I also thank you that you're bringing her horse peace and confidence and strengthening him even right now. Thank you that you're strengthening Camilla and bringing joy back to her soul and to her life. Thank you that you are encouraging her and empowering her from deep within. Thank you that her horse will live and she's going to be able to enjoy life with him for another 15 years. And also thank you that you're answering you're opening the right doors for Camilla and her dreams and bringing those things to pass so she won't have to feel like she's struggling all the time, but she's going to be able to see that you've created her to rise above. Yes, Father God, also I want to pray for Roxy. Okay, Roxy says, can you please pray for my boyfriend? His unit was out in the field and they almost died during the storm. Roxy and her boyfriend are in the military. She says he is okay now and medical checked on him, but it was a really close call. Super glad he's okay, and my mother, she's trying to make some lifestyle changes for her health. I love her so much and wouldn't be wearing this uniform without her. I don't know what I would do without my mother. I love her so much. First, Father God, I thank you that you are bringing peace and calmness to Roxy's spirit and to her mind. Thank you that you are resting her soul. She's going to be able to walk in confidence throughout her day, that you are working things out. I lift up her boyfriend to you. I thank you that you kept him safe during the storm and his unit safe. I thank you that that you're keeping him at peace as well, and also everyone in his unit at peace, that they will still be able to fulfill their jobs and everything they need to do carefully, you know, and with great precision, but with also peace and strength. And thank you that you're protecting them wherever they go. I also thank you for Roxy's mom. Thank you that you are, through your grace, that you are empowering her to make the lifestyle changes for her health. Thank you that you are persuading her of how worthy and valuable she is. Thank you that you're changing her taste buds for the better, that you're changing her habits for the better, that you're strengthening her from deep within, and that she's going to see changes in her health, positive changes in her health, drastically, in Jesus' name. Right now I'm praying for insulin. And he's one of my supporters from South Africa. He says, my prayer is for constantly allowing the Holy Spirit to renew my mind and open up myself for him to see myself through his eyes. So he wants to see himself, wants his mind to continue to be renewed, and also to be able to see himself through the eyes of God. Father God, I thank you so much for insulin. Thank you for the beautiful music that's coming out of him and his group. Thank you for all the wonderful dreams that you're giving them. I thank you that you are continuing to renew his mind, that you're continuing to persuade him of how loved he is, how valuable he is, of his destiny and his greatness in you before time began. Thank you so much that that his entire being is open up to see you, to taste and know that you are good, to receive your love, to receive your grace and hope over his life. All right, this one is anonymous. She said to pray for her mom's neck and back pain, and also said, I saw your post just now, would appreciate some support. I've been sick with a lot of unexplained body pain in my lower abdomen and lower back, mostly on my right side. I was in the ER last week, and I'm heading to the urgent care here soon. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for her mom's neck and her back. Thank you that you are the God who heals, and I speak life right now to every nerve in her body. into, especially in her back and her neck. And I speak to her spine. I say that spine, that you are straightening out, that you are healing and becoming stronger, that whatever is irritating her neck and her back, I thank you that you are eradicating that and that you are bringing strength to her being. Thank you that you're bringing full mobility to her neck and to her back. Thank you that you are renewing her strength and her hope, that she's able to have hope and see that nothing can ever hold her back or separate her from your love, that it can never speak a word about who she is, in Jesus' name. Also praying for this young lady's pain in her body, in her lower abdomen and her lower back, mostly on her right side, okay? I thank you so much even right now in the spirit as I feel myself laying my hands on her abdomen and on her lower back on the right side. Thank you that you are bringing strength and newness to her womb. Thank you that you are healing her stomach and you're healing her back. Thank you that whatever it is that is attacking her body, whatever it is that she has been through that is causing her this pain, thank you that you are uprooting it right from the very root, from the very inner of her being. And thank you that instead you are renewing her with your life. Thank you that you are ridding her of all condemnation and all self-judgment, but that she's going to be able to see herself the way that you see her. Thank you that you are renewing her life from deep within. In Jesus' name. Also for Van, she says, all I want is to be content in Christ. I'm not there yet. I thank you, Father God, that Van is getting there, that it is happening even right now. Thank you that you are persuading her of her righteousness, of her love, of her completeness in you. Thank you that you're bringing healing to the deepest parts of her inner being. Thank you that her contentment is going to come from your grace, not from a place of trying to make things happen, but literally from a place of just your goodness and your love. Thank you that you are filling her up with your gladness of how glad you are in her and how much you adore her, how much you appreciate and value her. Thank you that she will realize that she longs and lacks no good thing. And thank you for renewing her joy in Jesus' name. And Christina Olson says, I've been praying for a baptism of his liquid love. I thank you so much, Jesus, that your love is tangible, that your love is not a love we just hear about, regardless of what we've been taught, regardless of what we've seen. Your love is not something that we just hear about, that's just from another place, but your love is the real thing, that we can feel it. I literally feel your love, your grace, your goodness, your presence flowing from my inner being and from my life every single second of the day. I thank you that you are persuading Christina of this same love, that she's going to be able to literally see, feel, taste, touch your presence and your love for her and your joy for her every single day, every single place that she goes. Thank you that you are renewing her mind to see you as you really are. Thank you that you are ridding her being of any condemnation, of any judgment, of any guilt, and that she's only seeing herself as innocent and restored and whole and healed in you, in Jesus' name. Also, I just feel in my heart, I want to pray for anyone who's struggling with a broken heart. Any of us that are struggling with a broken heart, I just speak to you that pain does not last forever. And that even in your brokenness, even in the pain that you're experiencing, even in your circumstances, God is with you. God is for you. He feels everything that you feel. And not only that, you can feel everything that God feels. You can feel the love in his heart that he has for you. You can feel the hope that he has in his heart for you. And so right now, I just speak to all of our hearts, and I thank you, God, that you're healing and renewing our hearts. Thank you that you are healing us from all disappointment. Thank you that even as the pain is coming, even as it's coming, we are receiving healing as it's coming. And we don't just have to feel that we have to stay in pain and it just sits there, but it's literally being uprooted and being replaced with healing, and we get to be we get to spend that time in communication with you and in union with you, just sharing with you our hearts and being able to open up to how we feel. And thank you that we can trust you, and you help us to trust you more and more, that you will always take care of us and that you will always be here with us and that you're always for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Another segment we'll be featuring every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I'll be sharing testimonies from my life and ones you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So I want to share with you guys a celebration break of my own. Last week I shared with you one from my friend Terry, who said, thank you for the prayers. You have already prayed for me, Sade Champagne, and I see God's provision already manifesting in my situation. And so he's been having doors opening for him financially. So my celebration break that I want to share tonight is, if you guys were on my Facebook page, you know that I did a live Facebook chat with you all on Sunday, I believe, of me hiking and doing my uphill power walk. And, you know, at first, I didn't even plan to do that. You know, I just said to myself, it's probably maybe 30 minutes before my walk, I was like, maybe I can take everyone with me on this. And mind you now, I'm continuing to learn what it looks like to just be transparent and be vulnerable and to not always have to have things planned out or have to look perfect. But it was such a free thing for me to share that with you all and to do that. And I'm just recording the video with you all as I'm breathing hard and walking up the hill. And I just felt so free and so confident and so secure to just be myself and to be able to share that with you all and to encourage you that you can be yourself too and that who we are is good. And so that was really cool for me because I feel that that's who I am as an artist. That's who I am as a person. That's who I am as a speaker. That's who I am in my inner being. It's just being able to share my life with you all as I'm living it. We're on this journey together, and we can all be ourselves. I want to also remind you guys that tonight, right after this at 8 p.m. Pacific time, I want you to go to my Facebook page, Sade Champagne Washington, or to Lisa Lewalt's Facebook page. She's one of my best friends. And we are going to be talking about our experiences in the fitness, health, and wellness industries. This is going to be on Facebook Live. And Lisa's going to be sharing about competing in her first fitness competition. And I'll be sharing why I chose to practice holistic health. We'll also be answering your questions, and I'm doing another gift giveaway. And so you just meet on my Facebook page or Lisa's Facebook page right after this at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So also, I want to give a shout out to my brother Raphael. It's his birthday today, and it's a national holiday. My brother's birthday is a national holiday too. Raphael is the most amazing brother that anyone could ever have, and he's such an encouragement to me. He's always been supportive of me. He's cheered me on for my whole life ever since he's been born, and been just such a wonderful brother, and he's an amazing man. And I'm praying, Raphael, that this next year is going to be your best one yet. So that's my other celebration break, is I'm celebrating my brother, and I'm celebrating Martin Luther King Jr., who has been a huge inspiration and encouragement to me, and he's one of the reasons I'm able to be myself and live the life that I do and why I help others and make an impact in my community the way that I do. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 3 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and to Caitlin Kwaki for singing background vocals. Thank you to Kana Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to my castmate, Veronica Escovel Winters, and also to Denise Henry for your message clip, You Are Accepted. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Masterpiece, Mona Lisa by Jasmine Sullivan. You are a masterpiece. You are a work of art. You are God's dream come true. You are his greatest creation. Every part of you was custom made out of the overflow of love in his heart. He sees you as valuable, desirable, accepted, and worthy. He will always lift you up and see the best in you. It brings God great joy and honor as you can see yourself and others the way he sees you and every person. Next week's episode is titled The Power of a Dream. This is another one of my favorite topics and a theme of my life. Because of a dream, actually many dreams, I am here alive and well, breathing and in good spirits today and every day. Because of a dream, I could carry on in grace and have faith that God had more for me. Dreams save my life. Veronica and I are bringing a new woman-to-woman segment. I'll be sharing more words of life. We'll have another story time, answering your questions, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to episode 3 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Grindhard Radio. Portrait of Mona Lisa.
Made you whole.